A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's good to be back with you. You're listening to the Marlins Rewind, and yesterday afternoon at Marlins Park, it was a Mother's Day edition of baseball. It was a showdown between R.A. Dickey and the Atlanta Braves and Justin Nicolino making his 2017 debut for the Miami Marlins. It was a thriller. With a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, on an afternoon in which the Marlins desperately needed a victory, they got contributions from up and down their 25-man roster at the plate, on the mound, and in the field. And for the first time in exactly a week, they got themselves a W. Marlins beat the Braves 3-1 today to snap a five-game losing streak for Miami, win number 7 in the last 24 games. Justin Nicolino up AAA New Orleans to make the start here this afternoon. He had pitched well historically against the Braves. The knuckleballer R.A. Dickey going for Atlanta. He had pitched spectacularly historically against the Marlins, going back to his years as a New York Met, 8-0 in 2011 and 2012, the last times he had pitched against Miami. In inning number 1 this afternoon, the Braves had an opportunity to strike first against Nicolino. With one out, he walked Donis Garcia. He allowed a single to Freddie Freeman, then a walk to Matt Kemp, loaded the bases for the Braves for Nick Markakis, who had 3 hits here last night.
Markakis waits for the pitch. Here it is, and a comebacker to the mound. Nicolino comes home. 1, up the first. 2. 1-2-3 double play, and he's out of the inning. Boy, that looked easy.
Made a big pitch. Starts that old Sesame Street double play. 1-2-3. And the Marlins are out of that first inning without allowing a run. This game stayed scoreless all the way into inning number 5. Both teams had chances. Marlins left 2 men on in the first inning against Dickey, stranded 2 more in the third inning. Atlanta left 2 in the third, left 2 in the fourth. Then in the fifth, the Braves finally broke through. The inning began with Ender Inciarte singling. Adonis Garcia hit by a pitch, 2 on, nobody out. Nicolino came back. He got Freddie Freeman and a fly ball to left. He then struck out Matt Kemp for out number 2. And up again, step Nick Markakis.
Straightaway stance, bent at the knees. Here's the pitch. He swings and drives the ball on a line out into left center. That's going to change the scoreboard. Coming around third is Inciarte. He will score. Going to third is Garcia. And it's an RBI single for Nick Markakis with 2 outs here in the fifth. It's 1-0 Atlanta.
Well, Nicolino came back to retire Kurt Suzuki, ending the fifth inning. He pitched a scoreless sixth inning. And his afternoon was done. He left on the wrong end of a 1-0 score for Nicolino in his 2017 Marlins debut. 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 run. He walked 4-1 intentionally, struck out 5, hit a batter, 79 pitches, 52 strikes. Kyle Bearclough, first man out of the bullpen for Miami in the 7th in a 1-0 game. He allowed a leadoff single to Donis Garcia. The Braves, looking for more, went up step Freddie Freeman. The 0-1 to Freeman is a ground ball through the left side, base hit. Ozuna into left center to cut it off. Garcia's trying for third. Ozuna spins and fires. The throw is in time to get the man at third base. Big play, big throw, Marcell Ozuna. And that was a huge out. Instead of second and third with nobody out, man at second, 1 out. A terrific throw from Ozuna. He had to go a long way into left center field to field that ball. So he's carrying his momentum, carrying him away from third base. He spun all the way around without even looking. Fired a laser on a line to the third baseman, Dietrich. He applied the tag to the armpit of Adonis Garcia, coming in head first. That is a huge out, a big momentum shifter in this game. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So instead of second and third with nobody out, had a man at second with 1 out. Matt Kemp hit a comebacker for out number 2 in the inning. On the play, Freddie Freeman advances to third. Marlins then intentionally walked Nick Markakis, putting men at the corners for Kurt Suzuki. Suzuki with a fly ball to right, and Bearclough was out of the inning. We went to the bottom of the 7th. R.A. Dickey threw 6 on 72 pitches. He'd averaged 12 pitches per inning. He had shut the Marlins out on 3 hits through the first 6. But in the 7th, Giancarlo, a leadoff double. Derek Dietrich, a fly ball to right for the first out. A.J. Ellis worked a walk. First and second, 1 down. J.T. Riddle flew out to left field for the second out. So the Marlins were in danger of squandering the opportunity against Dickey. Went up to the plate, step pinch hitter Tyler Moore. Dickey sets, fires, and Moore shoots one toward the alley. Deep left center. Back goes Inciarte. Looking up at the wall. Goodbye! 3-run homer, Tyler Moore. And just like that, the Marlins turn it around. They take a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the 7th. Well, game number 36, one of the biggest hits of the season to date for the Marlins on a day they just had to have a victory. Tyler Moore just recently back in AAA to begin his second stint with a pinch hit, three-run homer. And just like that, the Marlins were on top in this ballgame, 3-1, and it was up to David Phelps and A.J. Ramos to slam the door. In the eighth inning, Phelps looking for a ninth consecutive scoreless appearance. He got the first man, Danny Santana, on a little tap right in front of the plate. He was thrown out 2-3 for the first out. Dansby Swanson struck out for the second out in the eighth inning. And with two outs, nobody on, Phelps looking to work a perfect eighth facing Emilio Bonifacio. Phelps looking for a perfect inning. The 0-2 to Bonifacio. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And a big, big fist pump from the right-hander on his way off the mound. Marlins took that 3-1 lead into the ninth. A.J. Ramos with mom here on Mother's Day with dad by her side. He's talked a lot in the past about how hard it is for his parents to watch him pitch at home in Texas. They watch the games on TV. His father actually had to replace the chair that he sits in to watch the games because he's dug his fingernails into the armrest of that chair. He's had to replace the chair. Well, dad's here in person. Hopefully he didn't do any damage here at Marlins Park today. A.J. with a two-run lead in the ninth, walked the leadoff man Ender Inciarte. Adonis Garcia put a scare into the ballpark with a fly ball to the warning track in center that Yelich got back there to catch for out number one. Freddie Freeman, then very dangerous hitter, struck out for the second out. So the Braves down to their final out, had the tying man at the plate, two outs in the ninth. A.J. Ramos looking to lock it down facing Matt Kemp.
And here's the 0-1. A swing and a ball popped off the end of the bat for Stanton in right. He's got it, and the Marlins have snapped a five-game slide.
It had been a while. The Marlins win for the first time since last Sunday in New York. They salvaged the final game of this three-game series against the Braves. Our final this afternoon, Miami 3 and Atlanta 1. For the Marlins, three runs, five hits, no errors, five men left. For the Braves, one run, eight hits, no errors. They left 12. Atlanta went 1-for-12 with men in scoring position in this ballgame. Kyle Bearclaw earns the victory in relief, 1-0. R.A. Dickey cruised through six, lost it in the seventh. He falls to 3-3. For A.J. Ramos, save number four. It's his first save in 22 days. Got to go all the way back to April 22nd in San Diego to find the last A.J. save opportunity. He's a perfect 4-for-4 in the season. Time of the game was 2 hours 27 minutes. And on Mother's Day, a crowd of 17,277 heads home happy as the Marlins beat the Braves 3-1. Miami improves to 14-22 on the season. Marlins snap a five-game losing streak, their first win in six games on this homestand. As for the Braves, well, they had won back-to-back games after losing six in a row. They fall to 13-21 on the year. They are 8-13 on the road.
3-1 the final. Marlins over the Braves on Mother's Day yesterday afternoon. It was a terrific ball game and a terrific afternoon for Tyler Moore, who hit that late three-run pinch hit home run to propel the Marlins to their 14th victory of the season. They're 14-22. The Atlanta Braves now 13-21. The Marlins continue their three series, nine-game homestand tonight. It's their first of three against the Houston Astros. Dan Straley to the mound for Miami. Joe Musgrove, who's 2-3 with a 5.02 ERA, will toe the rubber for the Houston Astros. It's a 7:10 first pitch. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on deck. And we hope you join us on the Marlins Radio Network.